This episode of Finding Fairways was pre-recorded and is a production of Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Good morning, golfers. Welcome to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Helinski, Director of Golf from Forest Dunes. And Don, you brought in a guest today who a lot of our listeners might not know is a golfer, but a pretty famous sports dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So recently we had the pleasure at Forest Dunes of hosting the crew from 4Play, the Barstool Sports affiliated podcast and video series. You'll be able to see a lot of their visit here coming up in the next 3 weeks with three different episodes or so of content that'll be available on YouTube. But joining us this morning here from New York City is Lurch from the 4Play podcast. He also goes by Ben Severance. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. It's a pleasure visiting out that way of the country, but thanks for the invite.
Polite golf clap there, Lurch. You guys have been doing this podcast for how many years?
That's a good question. So it's been running for the better part of 5 years now.
Wow.
It started with Riggs and Trent early on. And then myself and Frankie have joined about 3 years ago now. Time's really flown. But it's been blood, sweat, and tears all the way through, but it's been a lot of fun.
You guys have a lot of different content that generates out of Barstool Sports, like the pizza and Coney comparisons, and now this whole separate golf thing. So you guys have really blossomed into your own industry.
Yeah, I would say a diversified media outlet is a nice way to put it. But if you're looking for content and all sorts of it, Barstool got that in spades, really. The company is quite amazing, really formed its own path going forward, all spearheaded by Dave Portnoy. It's really been amazing. But we are kind of like on the 4Play side. We are the golf umbrella for all things Barstool.
Right.
There's a couple other brands that touch in the golf community, but from all respects, we are kind of the golf guys of Barstool.
And 4Play, Lurch, is kind of known as being by the common golfer for the common golfer. You know, we know that the game of golf is kind of embedded in history and kind of an old, rich, white man's game. But now with things such as the 4Play podcast, it's really reaching a much younger and more diverse audience.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. We certainly hope so. We try to take a lot of the stuffiness out of golf. I remember when I first grew up or was growing up, we weren't a member of a country club, but there's a country club in town, and I remember always going there and always felt like I was walking on eggshells. You had to have your shirt tucked in. You felt like you just had to be prim and proper, you know? And so we try to take down those walls, have a lot of fun with golf. You know, you're just outside for 4.5-5 hours. If you're playing quick, it could be much shorter than that. But, you know, have a drink, enjoy yourself, have a laugh, hit a ball every 5 minutes. Try to take the stress out of it. And certainly our group is that in spades. We certainly don't have many scratch golfers in our group. Riggs is probably leading the charge right now as the low handicap guy. But still, you know, at a solid, like, I think he's a 3.5 or 4, and then we go up from there. We just had Trent, who's part of the podcast as well, break 100 for the first time. So it really is made to be, you know, for the common golfer who goes through the same struggles we do, but just tries to have a lot of fun doing it and take some of the, you know, the edginess or the old school kind of strict and proper behavior that you need to. And I think if you listen to our podcast, you realize that we're not breaking down anyone's swing. We're not, you know, diving into the nuances of the game of golf, but we're just kind of talking about the weekend, talking about the funny things that happen, just enjoying each round.
It's something that we've been talking about a little bit on this program for the better part of a year, Lurch, which is, you know, the explosion of golf due to COVID and so many people getting back onto the links that, you know, thought that way about golf. A lot of golf courses now allowing you to bring music, and it doesn't care if you wear a collared shirt and all that stuff. But the other phenomena, like Don and I have talked about a number of times, and Kevin Frisch, my other co-host, is that the new people into golf don't seem to care as much as my generation about score. It's more about the event and the camaraderie and having a good time as opposed to, you know, getting pissed off if you hit a shot or two. Oops, I should have said that.
You think we're on the foreplay right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you
think we're not live.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, I mean, I think that there's a time and a place to caring about your score, and then there's just a time and a place to have fun and try to, you know, hit that one good shot of the round. So, yeah, there's different ways to take the edge off the game of golf, maybe a cocktail or two, maybe a cigar, whatever the case may be, or just, you know, enjoying it for what it is and being outside, enjoying, you know, the people that you're with at the given time. But then truly, I mean, the crazy, you know, COVID has hurt everybody in different ways. But one thing, weirdly enough, it's helped is golf and kind of recreational sports for the most part, if people are moving out of cities and want to spend more time outside or being able to work from home or whatever the case may be. Because truthfully, like, our podcast has grown in spades over the last 2 years, which has been quite cool, quite neat, quite different. But a lot of that is, weirdly enough, goes back to the, you know, COVID and what everybody's gone through for the last 2 years.
Talking about taking the stuffiness out of the game, one of the big trends is short courses. And while we were at Forest Dunes, we probably had the most fun while we were out playing the bootlegger together late at night with two groups. What do you see as the short course, and have you seen through your travels throughout the country of that phenomenon?
Yeah, I mean, I think the short course and things like that you have up at Forest Dunes or Donnie is perfect, because I think one of the things that was neat about Trent's breaking 100 series when he finally broke is that other golfers kind of saw themselves in Trent. Like, oh, I kind of hit with Trent. I tell people that I shoot bogey golf. And then you realize, well, if you count everything up, you put balls out of bounds, you got to re-tee the whole bit. Like, you quickly get over 100 if you're going that way. So I think what the short course does, and that whole idea, is just it brings the fun to golf. You know, it's very tough to lose a ball. You kind of hit something out there. You're all, you know, you can play. I think we played with a group of 16 or something like that at the short course on the bootlegger there. And just everybody had a drink. Everybody was laughing. We had some tunes going. Forest Dunes, they've got, you know, glow-in-the-dark balls that you can use, so you can really play to all hours of the night. But it just makes it easier, right? I mean, if we think about, you know, standing over a ball from 200 yards out that you need to get up and down to save par or whatever the case may be, that's just nearly impossible. And so,
what are you talking about?
You know, the short course. Where you, yeah, exactly, right? It's just a walk in the park, no? But yeah, I think like the short course, it just makes it easier. People want to go outside. They want to have fun. And so, you know, short courses and things like that do it in spades. So, you know, I think it's a perfect idea. I think more courses need to adopt it. And it just, you know, it just makes for a better overall experience if you could, you know, settle in and say, yeah, whatever I shot, but, you know, I had two birdies on the bootlegger, so all's good.
There you go. I bet you didn't have two birdies on Forest Dunes course.
No, I did not. I had more lost balls than that. So, you know, it's a beautiful spot out there, that's for sure. It's like stunning views. I want to say 8 and 9 are some of the most gorgeous, kind of intertwined. If you come out of the forest back to the clubhouse and then you go out to the dunes, it's a spectacular track. But there weren't a ton of birdies to be had out there. I got excited early, like any, you know, stupid man does on the golf course, and think that all of a sudden they're going to be this record-setting golfer. And I was humbled dearly as we started to move through the course. I think 8 was one of the holes that really let me down. I might have made an 8.
Lurch, you're four dudes talking about golf, traveling the country, playing together, also, you know, following the tour and talking about that. How often do you get told you have the best job in the world and that people would love to be you?
I would say pretty frequently. I would say that happens and fairly, to be honest. I would say on the podcast the other day, Riggs actually started spitballing because he travels around to the Barstool Classic, all the courses that he's played. And I don't know if that was met with love or animosity, but yeah, we definitely have, you know, some of the best jobs you can ask for. We're very lucky. Thank you, know, all the, you know, our fans, listeners, everybody that looks on our content allows us to do what we do. So it's a special thing. If we can bring a laugh to others, they can enjoy the game a little bit more, or they just kind of see what we see in the game of golf and how they, you know, basically take a look at the golf course with their friends. Similar sorts of situations happen with us. And so, you know, without question, it's incredibly lucky, and we're all very thankful we're able to do what we can do.
So, Lurch, talk about just a little bit about you were at Forest Dunes for what, 3 days?
Yep.
And so you played you played both sides of the loop and the Dunes course and Bootlegger once or twice. So tell our listeners from a New Yorker what you thought about your experience over there.
It's just a super special place. I mean, we're lucky enough to stay on property there. You're greeted with friendly faces who are only trying to make the best experience possible for you. We, as a group, try to do, you know, a little bit of research in terms of where we're going to go, but we don't try to spend a lot of time looking at the course. We really want to see it for the first time when we get there, rather than doing a lot of kind of like internet clicking around hole by hole, that type of thing.
Right.
And I was truly amazed. So we're lucky enough. We played the loop, you know, red and then black the second day. And I loved the first time we went around the loop. It was kind of like quietly trying to study each and every hole that we went through, because obviously you play it one way and then you just play it in reverse the next day. But I was trying to make mental notes of, okay, this hole kind of opens up here. So, you know, on the, when this will be the third hole. So now it'll be the 16th hole coming back the other way. Thinking that the property would feel the same, but it was amazing that loop idea, and I talked about it on the podcast, and probably the impetus for jumping on with you guys is, you know, why can't we do more of that in the New England area, in the New York area, where we don't have a ton of land? There's not, you know, you can't make 36 holes because we only have room for a really small 18. And so anyways, you know, playing that and playing it the next day, it truly felt like two distinct properties, which I was kind of amazed by. I also kind of fell in love with that, you know, idea and the simplicity of that course on the loop. You know, some of the uniqueness is, yeah, there's tee boxes, but it's just a flag down. You kind of just hit around that flag. Again, kind of taking some of the, you know, the uptightness of the game of golf, and you got to be within the tee boxes, et cetera. No, you just kind of, it's a par three. You're near the flag, drop the ball, hit it from there, and have fun. And so we played those two courses back to back, very link style, firm and fast all the way through. You know, looked and felt totally different, even though it is the same property or playing on the same greens, et cetera. Was truly kind of amazed by that. Had some just dynamite dinners, hangout sessions, at the Bootlegger each and every night. So we really play 18 and we finish 9 holes on the Bootlegger, and really, that would kind of continue on, but Donnie here would you know, break out the glow-in-the-dark ball, and we'd have a good old time with that. And then the last day, we played the Dunes course, which is four, you know, plush fairways. Greens are gorgeous, perfectly manicured, kind of that Augusta green color, and a totally different experience than that, because now you can actually, you know, hit into greens. It'll, you know, they're fairly receptive out there. But more of your traditional, you know, super elite type of golf course. And so it was a fabulous 3-day experience. I would highly recommend it to everybody, to, you know, the staff there. Donnie, I think, controls most of what goes on over there, even though, you know, you see him kind of in the,
that's what he'll tell you.
You know, in the back view, if you will. Yeah. Say again.
I said, that's what he'll tell you. When we return here on Finding Fairways, we'll follow up with a little bit more of Lurch's visit to Forest Dunes and the business of golf podcasting itself with 4Play and Barstool Sports. When we return on Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. It's time to check in with our good friends at carlsgolfland.com. Tim Coyle is on the phone with me. Tim, we're getting, you know, not that golf season is over, but this is like last year, this is the time when I got fit and I started looking at new equipment, and that's pretty much how things are working at carlsgolfland.com.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great time of year to get fit as we kind of descend into the fall golf season, which is personally my favorite time, you know, of year to play in Michigan, in northern Michigan. Usually, you know, this time of year with, you know, people's swings being in a good place, has got some rounds under their belt this year. Maybe they haven't decided to jump on the new equipment game quite yet. It's a really good time to get fitting. Our fitting books tend to open up just a little bit. For those who are looking to get fit earlier in the year, may have experienced through us personally, you know, it was crazy madness with all the fittings coming in, all the people wanting to get fit for new product. And now's a really good time. I can tell you the books are starting to open up. We can get you in pretty quickly. And your swing's in a good place, which helps our, you know, our fitters to be able to get ace line numbers, and yeah, now's a great time for it as we kind of gear up for fall.
And I know, you know, the new Titleist stuff is out. You've got, I saw the TaylorMade's and Cobra stuff is out, so it's kind of a perfect storm if you want to upgrade your equipment.
Yeah, for sure. The new T-Series from Titleist is coming. It will be launched here very shortly. Some new Cleveland gear, and yeah, the new P790s we talked about last week. I couldn't mention what was coming out, but new P790s are dropping here shortly. We should have fitting pieces for most of this stuff now, if not very shortly, if any of that speaks out to any of the listeners out there, possibly can.
And conversely, you do have a lot of stuff in stock that's on clearance right now. So going to carlsgolfland.com, like I just bought some great shoes at a great price. You've got some balls on clearance. So stuff that's in stock is priced right and priced to moved on carlsgolfland.com.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And if it says in stock, we should have it here. So if there's something that you are looking for and it says in stock, you know, you can shop with confidence there. And I can't guarantee it'll be in stock tomorrow or later, but we're always happy to help. And that's the best place to look, carlsgolfland.com, or give us a shout.
That's right. That's why we love carlsgolfland.com. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Jerry.
Welcome back to Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Holinsky from Forest Dunes, and his most famous guest, at least recently, Lurch from the Barstool Sports Foreplay podcast. And just to finish up, Lurch, about the experience at Forest Dunes, That whole patio setting where the bootlegger is and everything else is about to be almost like having a rich uncle who put his golf course in his backyard.
I can't say I can exactly compare to that. I don't have that rich uncle, but yeah, if I had one and I could dream up a venue that we could sit down, have some Adirondack chairs and a little kind of simple but perfect bar back there, then yeah, then it's spot on. of that rich uncle that I really need. So if you're that rich uncle, I could, you know, I'll be happy to be your nephew.
We can discuss the perks and the cost of that as we get when we get off the air.
Lurch, what was your preconception of the reversible design going in, and what were you expecting, and then how did those expectations come to fruition?
My expectations was that when I played it the first time and came back and played it the second time, it was going to feel like the same property. It was going to feel like the same fairways. It was going to just, it was going to be kind of, okay, yeah, we played it, you know, this way and played it that way. It'd be like playing it down the left side of the fairway and the right side of the fairway is the way that I was going to think. But I was totally outdone by the fact that it felt like completely two different golf courses, which was amazing. The designer, though, I was just incredible with what they've done in terms of, you know, the sight lines off the tees, how it looks and feels, and just, you know, where the hell are we? So, you know, you're trying to match holes from yesterday. I was constantly getting to the greens and looking all the way around me to just try to get a sense of place. But expectations were, I would say, you know, low to thinking that, you know, this can't be too different. And they were completely outdone with how different it felt. Truly felt like 36 holes, not, you know, 18 and a half.
No, it's nearly impossible. At least the first couple of you have to play that golf course a lot both ways until before you start to figure out exactly how you came at it yesterday, and then what you're playing that day. I couldn't agree with you more, Lurch. It is It's an experiment that passes all, you know, every single punch list on making a golf course reversible. I wanted to get into your career and just the podcast itself. We mentioned in the first segment about, you know, how long you've been doing it. I'm sure it has exceeded all the expectations that you originally had for this. You know, talk about, you know, a normal guy becoming, you know, one of the faces of the sports. It's like, you know, having me get in the booth with Jim Nance and start talking about how tough it is to play Augusta.
Yeah, that might be giving us way too much credit, but it's been a complete shocker, honestly. You know, when I joined, the podcast and Barstool were certainly a name brand, very big, and growing every day, kind of as they still are. And I've still kept this kind of life of duality where I'm still, you know, I work for, you know, a company and kind of on the sales leadership side and also do the podcast. So you go from reaching out to people reaching out to you to want to play a game of golf. And it's very much intertwined, but it's been incredibly, you know, lucky and humbling at the same time. I just was lucky enough to do a trip with my pops to actually Erin Hills for his 70th, and that was spectacular. And, you know, my brother and my dad look at me like somebody will be like, "Hey, Lurch, what's up?" You know, I love the podcast, love the content, whatever the case is, and they're looking at me like, "What the hell?" And so it's really been. It's been wild. It's been awesome. It's been a fun ride. We're lucky to do it, and we're obviously incredibly lucky to rub elbows and have a laugh with the people that we do. So hope it continues. Hope we can continue to bring a laugh to others and people continue to follow us, enjoy kind of what we put out and our perspective on the game of golf.
When you were approached to join on the Foreplay podcast, how much of a convincing effort did it take?
I would say it didn't take much convincing at all. I met Riggs living in Boston playing golf with him. I moved down to New York City a year, 2 years before he did. He moved down with Barstool at the time, and we, you know, we're living together in New York City. We were playing golf on the weekends, you know, a ton. And so it was just two of them at the time. It was he and Trent. He asked me to join the podcast, and Frankie had joined maybe, I don't know, a month or a couple months prior. You know, I saw it as a great opportunity. You know, we're all pretty young guys, and so as long as there's, you know, energy and enthusiasm, you can jump in with others and have fun. It was like, yeah, I'll go and shoot the shit about golf for the next hour or 2 hours out of the week and do a podcast and see where it takes me. It's taken me further and further farther than I ever expect. We're incredibly lucky to be, you know, hosted by Forest Dunes and go out there and check out that property. And there's potentially others on the horizon. I'll count my blessings every day for how lucky I am to be part of it all.
You mentioned off the air that you might be playing with Pat Perez in Vegas. So who's the most famous golfer that you've had on the podcast or, you know, they knew who you were?
Yeah, we've had Riggs actually interview Jack Nicklaus on the podcast, which was, you know, in terms of big names of golf, tougher to be any bigger than that. But then we were actually, we were down, if you can, for the President's Cup in Australia. And if you can believe it or not, we all kind of said what's up to Tiger Woods and kind of, you know, dapped him up, gave him some knuckles and whatnot. And so, you know, it doesn't get any bigger than those two guys right there. And so we were able to, you know, say a couple words to him, and that's a moment I'll never forget in this life, that's for sure.
We got me and Don beat.
who's your guy?
Well, I've actually had a conversation with Nicklaus before. It was a long time ago at the Ryder Cup at Muirfield when they lost. So that's as good as it's gotten for me, although I do have my Arnold Palmer story. I don't know if I want to repeat it again, but I – very, very briefly, I was at Bay Hill, and we were in the breakfast room in the morning, and Arnold was walking through, and he came over to the table and thanked us for, you know, playing and everything else, and I just casually mentioned, you know, "Mr. Palmer, I forgot my golf shoes." He goes, "No problem. We've got a great selection," and he walks me into the pro shop, and he's showing me shoes. He's like, "Going to sell me a pair of shoes." And, like, I'll be honest, they're very pricey. And I go, I can't really afford this. He goes, "Well, then come with me, young man." And he walks me into the men's locker room and says, "Hey, Dave, what size are you, Jerry?" "Size 12. Give Mr. Coyne a pair of size 12. He'll return them after the round."
No way.
There you go. That's my Arnold Palmer story.
That's pretty damn good. That's pretty damn good.
Yep. But I know you've got a lot of great stories on the horizon. Tell our listeners, Lurch, where they can hear your podcasts.
You know, pretty much anywhere that you listen to your podcast, type in Foreplay, Foreplay by Barstool Sports. You'll find us. You'll hear Riggs, Trent, Frankie, and Lurch break down their weekend, have a little fun with the game. Hopefully you're having fun, too. So give it a listen. Check it out. Hope it's for you. Either way, enjoy the game of golf and have a little fun.
One quick question. So what are you guys averaging per listen now? How many hits on the podcast?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would have to look at the numbers, but I think we're somewhere right around the neighborhood of 200,000 downloads a show. And so it's been amazing. I honestly, since I think when I first joined, we were 20,000 or 30,000 downloads a show.
Fantastic.
It's blossomed well over that. And so the last couple of years have been really just exceptional. So.
All right, Ben. Well, we thank you for joining us. And, again, you can catch all the Annex of Riggs, Frankie, Trent, and Lurch on the 4Play podcast by Barstool Sports.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Helinski, Director of Golf from Forest Dunes. And Don, you brought in a guest, a compadre, as
yes,
it were.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there's not many of us out there that can say we run a reversible golf course in the world, but one of the other unique courses there is out there in kind of the hotbed of golf out in Oregon. The course we're talking about today is not Bandon Dunes. It's Sylvie's Valley Ranch, which is located in Seneca, Oregon. And joining us is Sean Houlihan, who is the general manager there and started his tenure there at Sylvie's Valley as the golf course superintendent. Now, Sean, your golf course, the reversible courses that you have out there, it's a little bit different concept than the loop. Can you explain to us how your course works and why it was done that way?
Sure. Yeah, you know, it is really interesting being one of the two reversible places. Our course is, we have a high mountain where at 5,000 foot elevation. To go strictly reversible would have meant a lot of, for every uphill or every downhill hole, you'd have an uphill hole. And so we designed the courses basically the same footprint between greens to do it. So we didn't put the golfer up the hill after. And so our greens and our fairways play more like on a 45 into each 90 degrees or 45 degree the other hole rather than straight over and back. That's kind of the big difference, I think, between the two facilities. And I got to say, I haven't played out at the Loop, but I've just heard so many great things about it.
Well, yeah, it's because they don't have the same topography issues that you just mentioned, Sean. It's just kind of rolling fairways that are absolutely perfect for link-style golf, inland link-style golf. Then Tom Doak just kind of figured out the perfect puzzle to play it with 18 tee boxes and 18 greens, because that's like one of the first questions you always get, isn't it, Don? You know, like, how do you do that? Have you got one extra tee, one extra green? And no, it works seamlessly, but I, you know, it's perfectly understandable why you guys did what you did out at Sylvie's.
Yeah, so the topography demanded it, but it's also been, I think that, you know, trying to make the best golf holes. So I think that was a big part of what our owner really demanded about having reversible golf courses. He wanted them to, he didn't want to have bad holes. So that gave our architect Dan Hickson a little leeway into stretching out and making the footprint maybe a little bigger.
What are the names for the two different reversible courses?
In Hankins courses is our name. Two of the original homestead families on this. This is the Sylvie's Valley Ranch was founded in 1883, and we've and over the time went through homesteading, so the growth, other families have kind of taken over the ranch and ran the property as a ranch, and our owner really wanted to show some respect to the Homestead families who really developed Sylvie's Valley Ranch. And so he named a lot of the properties after them. For instance, our Craddock and Hankins courses are named after them, with our par three courses named after Chief Egan, who was the last Paiute chief, which the Paiutes, this is part of their ceded land. And also our McVeigh Gauntlet Challenge course is named after another homesteader, Miles McVeigh.
And when did the course, so I know construction actually had started well before construction started on the loop, and it was kind of an extensive, long process. When did the construction start on the course, and when did you actually open for play in both directions?
So we started pushing dirt, pretty early in the game around 2013, and started to get a feel for where everything was going to be. But a big part of the other of this is that the development of the whole resort wasn't going to be ready at that time. And so we're really time everything to 2017. And we had a soft opening in 2017, and then our opening was in May of 2018. So we had the rest of the resort have the pieces, our real estate piece and spa and all the other things that we have open. We're very remote, so you have to have it all ready for people to come out here, because you have to want to come out here.
Yeah, that was outlined in A Course Called America, Tom Coyne's book, that we've mentioned a number of times on this program. I had never heard of Sylvie's until I read that part of the book. And, of course, being as remote as you are, there's no cell service. I read some really interesting things about having to have walkie-talkies in the golf carts and make sure that they have water, because you might be away from civilization for quite some time.
Yeah, so... So the main thing we tell folks is when they're coming up is remember to gas up before you leave the last city. But it's really not that. I mean, it's a 45-minute drive from the either John Day or Burns, Oregon, which are not that far away, are smaller towns, and then we're a 3-hour drive from Boise or Bend, Oregon. So you know, it's actually. We pull a lot of folks from Boise. People fly into the Boise airport. That's the way to get here. And we have, we're talking on the internet right now. I'm talking to you. We have excellent internet. So that's kind of the difference maker for us. Anywhere you're around the buildings or around our retreat, campus, you're going to be on you have access to the internet and Wi-Fi calling. So most people, we just get them set up and they forget about when they're on the golf course. They don't care if they don't have cell service.
And you have one of the most unique caddy programs in all of the country. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's a great story. You know, we have three caddies up there today. Bruce Legault, Mike and Lee Chavon, and Charlie is our new rookie goat caddy this year. And they really bonded with people early in their age, and they turned out to be, okay caddies, but they tend to give only bad advice on the golf course.
God. That might be the worst joke I've ever heard on this show.
So, but
bad read. That's a bad read.
Yeah. So what's funny, but the best part about it is if you go to Bandon, you're going to have a great time. We've all probably been to Bandon, and it's a great time. But you're going to have to pay those caddies, $100 more. You know, ours, you just give them a bag of peanuts and they're happy, So. It's a lot of fun. And what surprised me, in all my years in golf, what surprised me about the caddy program and the goat caddies are the people who come just to do that. And I can tell you, we have, PGA members. We've had tour members. We have people who play one round a year or haven't played a round in 2 or 3 years, they just want to have that bucket list experience of having a goat caddy. And so it's really surprised me just how popular it is. And there's really almost no one comes to Sylvie Valley Ranch without taking our goats out for a round on the McVay Gauntlet or the Cheap Egan Par 3 course.
Well, as you can tell, Sylvie's Ranch is not your normal golf destination. When we return here on Finding Fairways, we're going to continue our discussion with Sean Houlihan about some of the other eccentricities out at Sylvie's Golf Ranch, including what sounds like an outstanding restaurant and the Lucky Seven. We'll find all about that and more here on Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Welcome back to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Holinsky from Forest Dunes, and on the phone with Sean Houlihan from Sylvie's Ranch. Sean, as being as remote as you are, you've got lodging on the property. You have a unique restaurant. Talk a little bit about what people will find when they get to Sylvie's Ranch besides goats caddying for them.
Yeah, so I like to think of our resort as kind of golf plus. So you're going to come out and there's all the golf you want, but we have this, all these ranch experiences people can go out and do. We have these shooting ranges from pistols to, you know, to long rifles to actually black powder. And we take people on eco ranch tours and out on really cool Polaris Rangers, and we take them all around the ranch. They see the cattle operations. They see the wildlife. We've always got about 1,500 head of elk, wild elk around on the ranch. We always have about 4,500 head of cattle and 3,500 head of goats. And people are really fascinated by that. And also, we have a really high level of environmental stewardship on the ranch. And it's fun for people to come out and get to see what we're doing to not just improve the cattle operations, but improve the ecology of the ranch itself. And we've done an amazing job of improving the water and all the streams and rivers that run through the property. So it's a really good story, and people love to do that. They love to get out and horseback ride. We have a great restaurant to serve goat every day, but we also serve our great Sylvie's Valley grass-fed beef that people just love. It's really a unique experience. So I think we're kind of a boutique resort. So we only have about 34 rooms. We only usually have maybe about 60 people on the resort at a time. So one of the things people do when they come to Sylvie's Valley Ranch is they're going to sit at our ranch table for supper and meet new people. And we love to see how people just interact together and make new friends. A really unique resort experience. You know, the golf gets them here, but the experience keeps bringing them back.
One thing about golf is we're all competitive, and whether it's side bets with your playing partners and things like that. But you have a challenge for your golfers on the McVay's Gauntlet course, which, again, tell us a little bit about that course and also the Lucky Seven Challenge and a chance to win a T-shirt, which our friend Tom Coyne thought he was a shoe-in for.
Yeah, so the Lucky Seven Challenge is pretty fun. It's a way for golfers to go out and experience our challenge course with McVay Challenge. And actually, it's really an interesting piece of property where the McVay Gauntlet is. We really tried to figure a way how to turn the gauntlet course, how to actually put some of that into the big courses, but we just couldn't because it's just too severe. But there's these nice, beautiful plateaus. And so then we decided to make a challenge course. It's a seven-hole challenge course plus the bonus hole. And the bonus hole is also where you'll find the beer tree located. So there's always some beer up at the beer tree at the fourth tee, kind of a unique thing. So what we tell people is they can take seven clubs. They can't lose more than seven balls. They they got to shoot 27 or better, and if they make a one on the bonus hole, which is a long little putting hole, they get 7 inches. They can move their ball 7 inches the rest of the way they finish playing. So the last four holes. So it's fun. We have a lot of people who try it and they want that T-shirt, something bad, and a T-shirt and a hat to go with it. Fun.
And how many of those T-shirts do you give out on a weekly basis?
So, on a weekly basis, not too many because it's kind of a tough course. But we actually have, it's kind of fun, is we have all kinds of challenges on the course. Our owner, Dr. Campbell, who's a veterinarian and just an entrepreneur, his idea is he wants people to have fun. That's the name of the game on the golf courses. So we, on our Hankins course, on the 18th hole, we have a kind of a bet we put out for people. If they hit their longest drive of their life, and by the way, this is a par 5, long par 5, on fescue fairways, downhill, downwind, very possible to have your longest drive of your life. And we have a little card there for them and say, you can actually hit 3 shots to get your longest drive. And of your playing partners, you only have to get 2 of them to agree to the distance because, like Dr. Campbell says, there's always that one guy who's going to be hard to convince. So, and then if you do that, you win a very distinctive whiskey flask full of rye whiskey, and you win one of our signature horseshoe nail drinks, which is kind of like the fancy old-fashioned, and it's really kind of fun experience. It's kind of fun, all fun.
How far from Bandon Dunes are you, and how many of your guests hit up both locations?
That's interesting. So we are probably 6 hours from Bandon Dunes, so we're on the other side of the state. We get a lot of folks who come to Bandon on their way, folks, to go on an epic golf trip in Oregon. Oregon's such a great golf destination. Fly into Boise, drive through us, see us, head to Bandon. We see an awful lot of folks do that. But we also get a lot of folks who like to come here because they can not have quite as big a crowd, and they can ride a cart. So, we have carts for everybody. In fact, when you come to our resort, you park your car and you're given your golf cart, and that's how you get around the whole resort the whole time you're here. And people, and they're kind of really distinctive carts if you get a chance to see them. They're all camo wrapped, and they look, and bigger tires, and they look kind of cool. So people enjoy that. And that's our signature. You're coming out to Frontier Oregon. We're definitely a totally different type of experience than Bandon Dunes. More and much more set for like couples, gal trips, lots of buddy trips, and you get all that. Like I said, I think we're golf plus. I've had a lot of guys who told me this is their bonus golf trip because they take their wife to the spa and they get another golf trip out of it.
Sean Houlihan from Sylvie's Ranch, tell our listeners how they can find you on the internet and learn more about the experience and book the unique golf trip you just explained.
Yeah, sure. So, the best place to start is at www.sylvies.us. That's SILVIES.US. That's our website. You can get a lot of great information there. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And we also, we have an 800 number, 1-800-SYLVIES, and that's a great way to call. We'll help. Our reservation team's always very ready to help book their trip of a lifetime, as we like to call it, because we have a saying, it's simply amazing, and I think most of our guests agree when they come, it is an amazing trip. So thanks for the opportunity to come on board, and I'm looking forward to getting a trip out to Forest Dunes and playing the loop myself, hopefully next year.
You're going to have to bring your own goat, though, Sean.
Hey, I will if I have it. I can introduce that to you guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways.
Okay. Well, thanks for the invitation.
Well, Don, I guess that's next at Forest Dunes. Training the goats. But anyways, thanks for rounding that up. Good to hear more courses taking on the mantle of reversible and unique. And the Foreplay podcast, folks, you got to listen to it. It is some of the funniest, best stuff you're ever going to hear about, what do you want to call it, the new attitude golf is taking.
A little bit of a young generation, but it's kind of where golf's heading, and that different different audience, a digital age, and being able to talk about not just sports but life in general, and it's just a bunch of guys hanging out together having fun.
There you go. That's going to do it for us here on Finding Fairways. As we like to say, find a fairway of your own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. We'll be back with you next week here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. It's time to check in with our good friends at Boeing Golf. Ken Griffin's on the phone. And Ken, I know that we lost a couple of days of golf this past week because of rain. But, man, the courses are so green and beautiful. Boyne looks like Augusta right now.
We were very fortunate that we weathered the storms pretty well, had just a few down trees here and there, but otherwise great shape. You know, we our hearts go out to those that did suffer more damage or have been without power, but we were pretty fortunate. Lost a few rounds, but overall weathered it pretty well.
Yeah, the courses are going to be in spectacular shape for both your and I's favorite season, and that's fall golf. And nowhere is it more beautiful than on the courses at BoyneGolf.com.
No, for sure. I mean, Boyne Mountain and Boyne Highlands and the Enid Bay Harbor provide great opportunities for people to come up and enjoy the golf. You know, I don't think there's anything better on a crisp fall morning than get out, play in the colors, and watch a little college or pro football in the afternoon. I don't think it gets a whole lot better than that.
It doesn't, especially as the colors begin to change and you get a free color tour while you're playing some of the greatest golf courses in America.
Well, especially with some of the elevations and the vistas that we offer, either from, you know, 13 on the hills or looking out over Lake Michigan at Bay Harbor or Crooked Tree, or
right,
looking down on Deer Lake at Boyne Mountain.
That view on Crooked Tree looking down on Bay Harbor is one of the best there is in northern Michigan. And as you've been saying all along, your fall tee times are starting to fill up as well. So if you want to get that great fall time for the fall tour and great golf, you got to go to Boeing Golf now.
Yeah, we still have tee times and packages available through late October. Just visit BoeingGolf.com for all the details on the packages or the tee times or the resorts and courses.
That's right. Detroit Lions football on the air tonight, Ken. So fall golf is right around the corner.
There we have it.